super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, the drunkest host in radio today, 42nd Street Pete.
Happy St. Patty's Day. And I am joined by my good buddy from up the street, CinemaWasteland.com, Ken, who is sloshed as I am, if not more.
And half Irish, I'm allowed to be.
Yeah, well, I'm an eighth Irish, I think.
Yeah, my mom was Irish. And her, my mom's dad was Irish and her mom was American Indian. That makes me like an American Mick.
Well, we just had a wonderful fucking corned beef sandwich up at your house that you carefully made. It was a corned beef Reuben with all the good shit on it, and it was fucking good, dude. That was a great sandwich.
Well, I tell you, man, nothing screams American Irish like Jewish meat on grilled rye bread. So, yes.
Yes, that was good shit.
Uh-oh, we already have a caller, gentlemen.
It's a 4-4. It's
who we got here?
Happy St. Patty's Day, assholes. What's up? It's Superfan Rob.
Hey.
Oh, it's Rob.
Hey, it's Rob.
A man who can put away some serious corned beef, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I already did. I ate about, like four Jimmy John's today. Jeez.
What the fuck's a Jimmy John?
It's a sandwich place, man. It's a good... It's better than Subway.
Hey, Todd, happy birthday. Happy early birthday, man.
Thank you, brother.
Who the fuck was laughing, Todd?
Yeah, I was laughing at you not knowing what the hell a Jimmy John's was.
Well, I don't fucking know what a Jimmy John is.
We just finally got a couple around here. He'll figure it out. We got them here now. Me and Pam used to eat them on the road.
Yeah.
And believe me, they are delicious. The Italian special. I eat like four of them. I can eat four of them, and I did. And enough said.
Yeah, well, they're better than Subway is what they are. I like them better than Subway.
Oh, hell yeah.
Comparably priced, better.
Well, Subway's got that fat motherfucker as their spokesperson, so why would I want to
eat? They got that thing called like a BMT. What is that, a bowel movement and tomato? I know that's what it would be if I ate one of them.
This gets even... Do you see the commercial for... It's like a meatball, pepperoni, parmesan.
Oh, has gross. These,
No, it had the black dude and the white dude at a table eating this thing, and all of a sudden they're on a gondola in fucking Venice, and some guy's paddling them. How much fucking gayer does that get, you know?
It's not the gay factor, it's the actual bleeding of the ass factor after eating all that horrible, greasy meat shoved together.
Yeah, and the processed pepperoni.
Yeah.
It's full of pink slime.
Pink slime? Yeah, I won't eat... Nah, I'm getting to the point I don't want to eat nothing anymore. Except pussy.
Yeah. Corned beef at my house.
Well, corned beef is good, but, you know, there was no pink slime in the corned beef.
Nah. You got boiled it a long time, so, you know, no matter what I did to it before you got there, it was probably burned off.
Okay. So we're safe on that. Pretty bad. You really got to really fucking worry about your fucking food now.
Yeah. I know.
It'd be worse if you got to worry about your fucking alcohol. You know?
Oh, I don't worry about that.
That's next. That's probably next, you know.
Yeah.
Have you been drinking?
People should refer to me as sir. Have you been drinking?
Yeah. Rob, have you been drinking?
Have I? No.
Yeah. Why?
I just don't drink. I don't. It's just me. It's just something. I have a hard time staying awake, so I basically... shouldn't say this online, but...
Four sandwiches, too, man. Where is he going to put the liquor?
Well, right on, you know, but... You know, I mean, I really don't... I just don't do that. I'm a nerd. What can I say? I just like to just stay awake all night, listen to music, drink energy drinks, and have a good time.
You and Todd should get a room, then.
Jeez.
Yeah. Todd was... Todd, instead of hanging out at the bar, was playing PlayStation in the room.
PlayStation in what room?
At Wasteland.
You see, I come out there with Wasteland. I hang out with you, Pete.
I hung out with Pete, too, until he left me. He went out in the parking lot.
I didn't fucking leave you. You went in the room and played PlayStation.
You went out to the parking lot.
You don't smoke weed.
Well, that's why you left me.
I do. I will. I have no problem with that. But I just
I don't like alcohol.
I just think it. I just think it just makes me tired and urinate. That's the only thing it does for me.
Well, it doesn't make me tired,
like,
but it makes me piss.
Because it's cold. It's cold out there, man.
As a matter of fact, I pissed on some lady's lawn on the way back here. So,
did you?
Yeah, I couldn't hold it.
You should have wrote your name in her lap.
They didn't mind. There's no snow.
There is no snow. Yeah, there is no snow.
Well, maybe he's got a high acid content. Burned it in there for spring.
Yeah. She'll wake up tomorrow and her lawn will say 42P on it.
Ah, fuck it. If that isn't going to show up, go shit on her front doorstep.
Yeah.
Teach her a lesson. You got to walk back and pick up your car.
That's true, too. Yeah, you're right. I should do that.
See, we didn't let you drive 26 houses because you were like, oh man, I was drinking. I had like a 1 pound corned beef Reuben.
Nah.
You can't be too careful these days.
No. You should get a sober chauffeur. Yep.
Especially on a nice night.
Yeah.
A sober what?
We have them here in town called sober chauffeurs. They're cab people that will come in at a bar and they'll pick you up. They'll take you home for free.
For free?
For free, yeah.
It's a hell of a way to do
business. That's not a bad deal.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. But they won't take you house to house, though.
What do they charge to clean the piss, shit, and vomit out of the back seat, though?
Yeah.
I never asked that.
You just left it and crawled out the side slowly. And there's a tip for you. Next time I call, leave me where I'm laying.
Hey, buddy, you got room up in front for a six-pack and a pizza? Yeah.
Fit it in a big gulp cup.
Well, most of the bars around here are probably redneck bars and jock bars. I don't want to be a part of those bars.
Wow, you know, everywhere I go, it's redneck bars and jock bars. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, though, we have to watch sports team footage. That's in. If we want to see good Cleveland sports team footage, it's like in black and white, or you have to like listen to it off a wax cylinder. It's like, wow, and people still go and cheer, and you're cheering at that same black and white footage, huh? It's like, well, you know, okay. I'll pretend. You know, I'll buy a Browns shirt and an Indian shirt because I can go to Mark's around the corner and get them for $2. That way, wow. When you go downtown, you fit in with the crowd. They all go, woo, and you're like, mine was $2. I see $27 on that one right there.
Or paint yourself orange.
No, I ain't going to do that. Fat guys painted orange are way too Cleveland for me, man.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Way too Cleveland for me. You get them in every place.
Cleveland Steamer. A Cleveland Steamer.
You get them everywhere, but I do not want to sit next to the fat guy's painted orange barking like a dog. Sorry, guys. I realize I know some of you, and I won't mention you by name. So how about that?
God. I thought Doug was going to say he was going to call in. He said he's been drinking since 7 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
I told you. So you
that's probably why we haven't heard from him at 10:15 at night.
Yeah, well, it's horrible when, you know, somebody says they can do something, they can't go to distance.
I was a good boy. I started after 5 today. I was like, man, I'll start after 5.
Yeah, me too. I had a fucking horrible day, so.
I didn't. I was working. Until I had to, you know, until everybody stopped by.
Yeah. But, and this is the anniversary of the attempted murder of me 8 years ago on St. Patty's Day.
Oh, what?
When I had the, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
This chick tried to kill me because I told her it was over. And little did I know how over it was.
It was almost completely over.
Almost completely over, yeah.
Like, how did she, you know, with
it done? Oh, let's see. I walked away from that with a concussion, 3 cracked ribs, multiple lacerations and contusions.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fucking fun.
Pete's not
but I still
a,
won't
a,
hit
a
fucking...
He's a fighter, but everybody chants ECW when he leaves the room.
Who, me?
Where is she now?
Who knows? Who cares? Don't want to know.
Good point. Yeah.
Some things are better left unsaid. It was just one of those things that fucking shouldn't happen, but did. So.
It's better left unsaid.
Yowzes.
That's why I turned to chronic masturbation.
Join the club. Phone sex is some of the best sex I've ever had in my life. I don't care who's, you know, I don't care. Phone sex is some of the best sex, man.
I always say it's not chronic until your dick screams stop. So.
I mean, at least phone sex is safe. You got to say that.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that much, but then I'm not coming home. I don't even want to dial 911 on your phone. Remind me not to get sick or need to call home when I'm at your house.
Yeah,
other
really.
Than that, other than the fact that I want a baby wipe before I use your phone, then I guess everything's just fine.
I think you want the hand job sanitizer.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not like I come on the phone for Christ's sake.
I'm good. You don't have to buy anything special. Windex and a paper towel work.
Okay. I get those little baby wipes like at McDonald's, like those Arkansas Fried Chicken.
There's going to be Windex down in the kitchen somewhere.
Yeah, wet naps.
Yeah, the hookers used to use them in New York to, like, you know, wipe their lips when they were done. Wipe your nutsack.
Exactly. That and a shot of liquor, you know.
Yeah, really. God. Well, like I said,
ladies and gentlemen, a lull in programming.
Three drunk guys, or two drunk guys, and Todd. I don't know where the fuck. Where the fuck did Todd go?
I'm right here.
You're not fucking chiming in anything, you know. It's like
I'm letting you guys chime.
Oh, well, you know, we're drunk. You should be fucking
chime on, guys. Chime yeah. on.
Time on, time on.
Act like idiots and watch the ratings crash. Who gives a fuck?
Nobody's listening anyway.
Sure
I know. Nobody ever calls in. I mean, except for me. But I call in. You know, hey.
No, Tim called in last week from Korea. You know,
Korea. All kinds cool. of callers. It's the hate mail that I know people love.
I don't get any hate mail. Or do I? You never forward me, you cocksucker. What the fuck? Do we have hate mail? Do we really do?
We had a couple.
What are they about? Read them on the air.
Read them.
I will do that. I'll do that next time. I'll get some.
Oh,
together.
Fuck next time. We got nothing better to do tonight. Come on.
I got to get them together.
I get hate mail sometimes. It's funny. I love it.
You must remember what
I mean,
they
I
said.
Don't get a lot of it. That's why I love it. If I got it's a lot
about
of it,
the midgets.
One time they were complaining because Pete was so abrasive to people. He doesn't seem to have any empathy. That's what they said.
Who is this?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Anonymous.
Empathy? Actually, realistically, how many fucking bad hate mail things have we gotten?
Not very many, really. People love the show.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. After, you know, being around 25, 30 years with Wasteland, even I don't have a lot of it.
What?
But I like the ones who do. Empathy's great, because I always write them back on, well, I'm sorry, I am not telepathic, and I can't read your mind, but if you've ever seen that Night Gallery show with Gary Collins, watch that. But he could. So I just totally, you know, they say, you don't have any empathy, and I always turn it into a, you know, like, you know, a paranormal thing. Even though I know what it means, I just like to write
it. Define empathy.
I remember last year we had
unfeeling,
the medics calling
abrasive.
In.
It kind of meh, shrug people off.
Me be abrasive? Nah.
That's what I say.
Two hard on those midgets.
Well, that you know something? We haven't really heard anything about them because we actually stopped talking about midgets. Therefore, we deflected that wave of hatred toward us.
Yeah, see? Midget hatred is down like 90% this year.
Now we have to deal with people like, you know, the Santorums and the Rectums and the Romneys, you know, and the Gingriches.
Oh, Santorum, man, he wants to get, I don't believe it, man, he's not going to get in, I hope not.
You know, the world would be a different place for him if altar boys can get pregnant.
Yeah, true.
Wow, man.
Yeah, he was one of those guys that, like, you know,
it kind of scares me, but I hope we're not that stupid. I mean, we all live in a dumb world. I mean, there's nothing to say really about it. It's like, man, we're not very smart. You know, collectively as a whole, we're probably I don't know, somewhere between hunk of meat and corn-filled turd, as far as I'm concerned, the collective intelligence level.
That's
so I just kind of do the best I can. I collect posters and listen to tunes like Rob. And I drink heavily, and Lord knows I have no children, so I plan on spending every dime I have before I die, and if my wife dies before me, I promise her I will go at least $3 million in debt with absolutely no way to pay it.
And then burn down
your I have no heirs to pass that on. I'm just going to dump that on to the government. I've almost made my wife promise that she will just drag my corpse to the street, call the city, make them pick it up, and then never pick it up. That way, my death doesn't cost her a dime. It's on the taxpayer dime for them to store it. So that's how little I care. So,
well, I don't want kids. It seems like everybody in my town wants to get married, have kids, do this. Oh, fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, yeah, they can afford them. Don't come asking me for shoes.
Yeah, I don't know how many of my kids have died on chicks' faces, you know?
I have a lot of kids in my life, and just in case any of them are listening, I promise not to list the names of the few I care about. So if any of the kids in my life are listening, I love, it's probably you're on the list of people I care about. Really, kid, I promise. You're probably
then when they have kids, they're miserable. I said, I told you so.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I got nothing, man. I can't do shit. I'm up awake all night. I got to work two jobs.
Wow.
Sitting home watching a movie rolling one up.
Yeah.
I ate steak, too. I'm sorry. We're touching it. Poor Todd's going, you dicks. Talking about kids. mean. All kids love me, Todd. That's the thing. Like the way I talk, it's now about kids. I say that to the kids in my life. I like to get them all together and tell all the kids in my life, like, if there's four or five together on a Christmas day, I'm like, well, I woke up and I only have love for three of you, so two of you have to leave the room. I realize it's Christmas, so maybe I only spend a little time with the three of you and come in and say hi in a minute. And they just look at me like I'm fucking insane. So that's how I treat the kids in my life. And when they get to be older, I'm always their favorite. They're like, he's the only guy who fucked with me, man. He shows me attention and shit. He colors and he shows me how to paint.
I would have had kids, but she swallowed.
I've sent many, 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 many generations of my family down a toilet in my life. So. I've wasted it. That or on the, you know, just left them on the
I've left so many on a peep show floor, it isn't funny.
Yeah.
There's many on my bed. Many on my rug.
Yeah, buy stock in Kleenex and then go buy yourself a whole Costco load, you know? Maybe your advance. That way the dividends might buy you your next truckload.
Wow.
I don't know, man. We have no taboo subjects. It's drunken Irish day with the half Nick and his buddy who's got some in him. I mean, that would be me and Pete.
Yeah.
We don't care if Rob's got any in him or not. He's Irish enough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Call in your Irish.
And Todd says he's Irish for some reason.
I got the worst.
Well, I
Irish
never said
family.
I was
you
Irish.
You guys want to hear? This is it, man. The Mills family. How much? You don't even get more Irish than Mills without an O in front of it, like O Mills. So,
how about Davey?
So the Mills family. All right, my grandpa. You know, Grandpa Mills, he was a horrible, horrible person who left, you know, kids splattered all over Kentucky and West Virginia and parts of Pennsylvania. But even though he was an evil, mean bastard and shot my 12 or 13 aunts and uncles so they made the still work so he could steal the money and go impregnate somebody else drunkenly, my family were never drinkers. As I got older, I yelled at them. I'm like, what fucking kind of Christmas is it in an Irish family where there's no goddamn ambulance? We've never had the cops or the sheriff here. No one's ever been shot. The fuck is the matter with you people? So fortunately, on my dad's side, they were, you know, Polacks and Slovenians and Hungarians, so you know they shot each other up. It was fine. We took care of it on one side, but I never understood that. I'm like, you guys are like the the least horrible Irish fan. I thought I'd learn a lot about, like, you know, when someone's coming up behind you with a broken bottle, you swing around and kick them in the balls, boy! You know, I thought I'd get that Irish wisdom from my that set of family. Instead, they wanted to go and, you know, tell me how to hunt ginseng and truffles and make a few dollars. I didn't mind that part either, but it was like, okay, but shouldn't we be drunk while we're doing it? We're Irish, you know, and I want a drink. It's the Pollock in me. So, there you go. It's St. Paddy's Day, and here I am on another St. Patrick's Day of disappointment where the damn Mills family didn't shoot, stab anybody. No fist fights. Nobody got set on fire. Somebody said the wrong thing to somebody else's wife and lost an eye. What a depressing St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, night is still young.
That's true. Wow. Maybe me and my sister will throw down. She's still here. I'm gonna go. You know, when I get off the phone, I'm gonna grab her by the hair, drag her out caveman style in the front yard, belittle her for no reason.
Isn't she? She's supposed
to
call
show her.
She
I can be as Irish as the next pig.
She was supposed to call in and curse somebody out.
She's probably decided that either that or she's really just laughing right now and wants to scream at me on the phone about, you know, getting my fat ass up because she's going to kick me in the balls and drag me out in the front yard because you know how she can get.
I don't know. She's small but tough.
She was going to call somebody
she's
on the phone.
She's wiry and has good aim. Huh?
Your sister was going to golf on somebody? Huh? Wow.
My sister? No, she...
Yeah,
she,
Pete just said that she was going to golf on somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she can.
She can, but if she doesn't call
watch
in...
Watch out, she's like a firecracker.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I forgot who it was. Somebody named Cheeseburger Man or something.
What?
That must be the code name, Cheeseburger Man. He tries to romance her by sending her pictures of Bud Light in a cooler.
I knew a guy named Cheeseburger who played with the Peak Holes.
Wasn't there? Oh, Pee Wee Herman, the Hamburger Man in the Cheech and Chong movie.
Yeah.
Does this cheeseburger guy go to Wasteland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a cheeseburger guy.
Not the cheese boy.
I don't know why he's a cheeseburger guy. He's cheesy noon in nighty night night.
Wow, it's karaoke night.
Yeah, fuck. Damn, it's like we're 25 minutes into and we haven't got a fucking clue. How wonderful.
Nah, there ain't nobody calling. We are just not, you know. I yell.
Everybody
about,
says they're going to call.
Nobody's got the bad Irish family to call in. Like,
oh, hey, come on.
And I can relate.
Everybody's
my
at the
Irish
bar,
family
dude.
Never took a bitch's eye out either. Huh?
Yeah. Not everybody's at the bar. People went to the shitty fucking parade, which Barb was supposed to talk about how shitty the fucking parade was.
Oh, yeah. Well, went to the Cleveland parade. It's you know, Pete, go ahead. Tell the old joke.
What's 5 miles long and has an asshole every 2 feet?
What?
Irish parade.
St. Paddy's Day parade.
St. Paddy's Day parade. But I knew that joke when he told me. We have a big St. Paddy's Day parade here. My sister went down and said she saw... a fat guy ass in front of excuse me, something crawled up my nose.
Ew.
No, I promise it was just perfectly you know, just a sneeze, nothing illegal. Yeah, she said she went down there and had to stare up a fat guy's ass who bothered to wheel his own chair in and then get up on it. I told her I'd have cut his Achilles tendon and then just backed up a few feet while he lied there and bled to death and never walked again. Because in a crowd that size, no one would have ever seen her do it. And we don't have them fucking cameras downtown like other cities. So people, in a parade day, if you want to cut somebody's Achilles tendon, do it in Cleveland. It's good.
That's
you
right.
If you do it enough, we'll get them traffic cameras. And since I don't do shit when I'm downtown, I'll feel safer.
Yeah, it is true. I know. When you least expect it.
It is about time for a break, gentlemen.
It is?
Yes, sir.
We have to come
back. You're
telling me. Tell me, yep.
I guess we'll be back. God only knows. If you're not too fucking bored by now. We'll be right back.
WKRP. Got time to start packing and unpacking. From town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Attention all personnel. You got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
And everybody, it's the man. It's the plan. He's drunker than hell and happy about it. We also have Ken, who's drunker than hell. The Pete and Ken drunken happy hour with Superfan Rob.
We're not drunk. We're intoxicated.
Hey, wait, I'm not drunker than hell. Yeah. I'm only like been drinking. If I were drunk, you'd know it. Because I sound like an angry black woman when I'm drunk. But I love angry drunk black women. I like them when they're angry and even when they're dead sober, to be honest with you. I really do. I don't know how any man can say no to a drunk to an angry black woman. It's like,
you can't. They're
fuck, you can't. You find yourself. It's like, no, I'm sorry.
I mean, just picture Goretta Goretta. Could you imagine telling her no?
No, I'm sorry. I have, you know, black female friends. I wouldn't tell them anything. I always say, Pam, would you tell them for me? You know, it's like, I don't even want to go there. It's like, no. So I kind of like angry Pam. She just looks at me, gives me that eye, and walks away saying, you know what? The silence will eat you alive.
Yeah.
And then you'll want to talk.
And yeah, Todd's a huge Tyler Perry fan.
Yeah. Oh, you dirty dog.
She loves the O Network, whatever that is. Oxygen and Lifelines. Yeah. I always catch her sneaking it on her iPhone.
What's the O channel? Orgasm channel?
Nah.
Oxygen. It's for Oxygen. It's a woman's channel. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like Lifetime. That's what I said. I only know the two, man. I only know them by name. I was teasing my wife. Saying she
how come they don't have
thing.
Like a man's channel?
I'm liable to find him watching WWF wrestling, and I walk in going, this sucks. And she's like, shh, they're actually wrestling for a change. So that's more my wife's speed. That's why I've remained married, even though I'm a drunken Irish Polack with some American.
They have Spike UFC channel. That's what they call the man's channel.
No, well, Spike has. Don't let me go there with Spike. What the fuck?
Okay.
1001 Ways to Die. Ugh!
I love that shit. Yeah.
Sally was blowing her boyfriend sitting on a transmitter on a fucking 3 million volt electrical tower when he farted. The moisture of his farts made the fucking electricity run out of his asshole, out the head of his dick, and blew her fucking head off. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a true fucking story.
But the fake news is nowhere near that funny, and that's really happened, where the fake news never really happened.
But Fox News?
Any of it.
Well, did you know
no
that?
Real news. MSGOP, CRNC.
Well, the conservative Jesus Crispy say that Ozzy Osbourne back in the day shoved a stick of dynamite up a goat's ass and blew him up on stage.
That's right. And everybody has pictures of that to prove it.
Oh, yeah. It's on YouTube all the fucking time.
Yeah, that's why we've seen the footage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't have a life, I'd protest soldiers' funerals with a God Hates Gay sign, too. I have no idea what the hell soldier funerals and homosexuals have to do with each other, except if it was my soldier kid, there'd be a lot of dead rednecks piled up in the parking lot.
But oh, you're talking about those Westboro Baptist fucks?
Oh, yeah. Talk about a whole bunch of people I'd like to personally douse with kerosene and set on fire.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
But can you imagine the feces thrown at them if they protested a wasteland? It'd be news coverage. Where,
oh,
like,
my
drunken
God.
People actually throw buckets of feces at rednecks. And so, you know, if they want to march up and down you know, Route 82. I invite you. And you know what? We really don't mind those fags at Wasteland.
Yeah.
We're fag friendly. So you guys come and march all you want.
Yeah.
My sister's laughing. Going, yeah, you know, fag friendly sounds good when you say it, but it doesn't sound good on a bumper sticker.
That's true, too.
Cinema Wasteland, we're fag friendly.
We're simpatico to the gay community.
Leave Jesus at home. We prefer the gays.
Yeah.
We don't blame the Jews. You know, for as bad as we are, we really do love everybody at Wasteland, don't we?
Yeah, there's no prejudice. There's no sexual prejudice or racial prejudice at Wasteland.
No, we're child safe. Although we prefer they're not there, but we don't touch them when they visit. Not like a church.
Nope.
No, it's always the wedding people getting in the getting in us.
Ah, there ain't no more of that, man. We're all Wasteland now. We get to come in, black, white, gay, Jew. Nobody
panic.
Oh, yeah, those Latinos, damn. Don't forget about them. And then what we need is a few angry black women, because late at night, always funny. Someone's going to piss them off, and they're going to go off on somebody.
Yeah.
And some Orientals to crush the cans.
Nah, we can do it. You know what? We need a new brand of ugly Asian hooker. Can't we get a moderately okay-looking Asian hooker to take her place? I mean, we know we're not prejudiced, so, you know. She's just in the eye of the beholder, and everyone with beer goggles loves her at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah, she gets better as you creep toward the wee hours of 3 and 4.
But, come on, somebody out there, there's got to be another Wasteland chick with no self-esteem that would do that. That just looks a little bit better.
And you know what we have to do? We have to have the Miss 42nd Street Pete beauty pageant. That's what we have.
Miss Wasteland every
October. We will October.
We always have Miss Wasteland in October.
We have to.
42nd Street, Pete, October. Pete will be the judge. I'll be one of the judges. Kid will be one of the judges.
How many ridiculously stupid and unplanned out beauty pageants do we need?
Well, no, this will be
one of the years enough.
This will be a once in a
lifetime. You know, we rarely see Miss Wasteland in April, and she usually doesn't, you know, come back in October to deliver the scepter and crown, so we have to make a new one every October. That's how stringent the role of Miss Wasteland is. But
well, no, this will be a one shot deal because I'll be
after
turning,
we only have one rule now, and it's because
you can't have a penis.
The first Miss Wasteland wasn't, but you do have to be a chick.
Yeah, you can't have a penis. Yeah.
No, and but you do win free passes to the next Wasteland show and a crown and a scepter. Sometimes they don't make the next Wasteland show, and rarely we never get the crown and scepter back. So they just run off with it and probably elope or get hitched or knocked up in that year, and we never see them again.
No, this
Kaufman won the first one.
No, actually, my deal is it'd be a one shot deal to simply replace, you know, the ugly Asian hooker with a better class of hooker.
Well, yeah.
Plus, it's my 60th birthday at that show, so you know that'd be a great way to celebrate it. You know,
we will have to think about it. You're officially a filthy old man.
Yeah,
we can.
Hello.
Hi, it's Barbie.
Hey, we were just talking about how Pete's going to officially be a dirty old man at the next Wasteland, so. We're thinking about replacing the ugly Asian hooker with Pete's choice of the next. It's going to be Cinema Wasteland's next Asian hooker. Da-da-da. You know, it's like those
Pete?
Food Channel shows and all that other shit.
Yeah. I'm not going to replace her with me.
No, she just gets to preside over a bevy of wannabe Asian hookers who have to have a trick that's different from the one she knows.
Yeah, really.
I think we
should. What, smashing beer cans? You mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna say let's come on over, Pete. We'll line up some beer cans. You can practice.
What am I gonna crush?
No, we need something different. You know what? I personally is kind of like the official Mr. Wasteland here. I think we should get a ping pong shooter.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
That's how my bucket
I think Boney S. Can Crusher, a ping pong shooter, replaces Boney S. Can Crusher any day of the week. If somebody would like to apply for the job, we will make you a YouTube star.
Or if she can,
let's give it to Cheeseburger Guy.
The fire of candles.
Yeah, if you can pop a cheeseburger into the Cheeseburger Boy's mouth, you're going to be.
We could get it on YouTube if we shot it from a certain angle when she was wearing a mini skirt. We could actually get it on YouTube without getting in trouble.
Exactly. No. Yeah, you'd have to have a little skirt.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'll tell you what. You find one of them. I'll shoot fire out my ass for that one.
Whoa.
Well, I'll make you a deal. You shoot fire out your ass, and I'll find one.
No. It's got to be a tandem act. I can only do this once.
I want to see that.
You know, if he shot fire out of his ass, I'd just take him to Wasteland and crown him the brand new ugly Ignis.
Todd's speechless through this whole thing. Oh my God.
I'm like, whoa. Well, it's kind of hard because there was a lot of talking over, so I didn't want to get in the middle of all that.
Yeah, no, and you want you. Yeah. Plus,
it's not like we were saying anything, though, anytime you wanted to interject.
You were afraid.
Todd, you're going to be there in October, aren't you?
Oh, Todd?
Yeah.
Only if you pick him up and drive him there.
Actually, I'm going to stuff him in my duffel bag there.
There you go.
And put him in. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And we're
he's 6'4", you'd have to break his knees.
In pieces.
He's not really a proud person. I'm sure he'll curl up in there for you, Rob. If you
I have an idea. I just thought of this. I just thought, we'll mail him UPS to your house, Ken.
There
we'll
go. Just, there. You know what? Shoot a few holes in the box so he can breathe once you put him in.
Yeah.
If you don't want to use a gun or nothing, just poke it with a sword or any sharp instrument of 12 inches or more. And make sure you get him all over the sides.
You can wear the pins in case he has to, you know. You know.
Oh, yeah, he's good for it. You can ship him over.
Oh, no. He can eat his own feces.
God!
Survive on it as he's shipping.
God dang, Barb, thanks.
Shipping or shipping?
You've seen human centipede way too many
times. What?
You've seen human centipede way too many times.
He's great.
It's awful.
Human centipede part two? I heard part two is a.
Part two, made me gag a lot, but I couldn't stop watching.
Part one reminded me of something that would have made a great 30-minute short.
Watch a Serbian film; that's pretty brutal.
And you know what?
Yeah,
that
one's
there for months.
Too.
I still never watch that damn thing. I'm sorry. I know I'm Mr. Wasteland. I was like back in the day, I was like Mr. Everybody Watch Cutting Edge, and now I'm like, oh man, it takes so much time to run a business and have a life.
And then you look at some of this stuff and you go, who gives a shit?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, when I flop it in, there's nothing I haven't seen. That's what had happened with so many years in the business is I've become so horribly jaded, you know?
Yeah, me too.
It's
like I always tell people, well, you know, I never get into the contract. I hate talking about other shit. I do, you know, all kinds of conventions and shows, and I think fans should celebrate anything that's close to them, you know. Rob mentioned earlier the show in Kansas City run by Dave. Dave's a good guy.
Contamination.
I'd say it was.
What's the name of it?
Contamination.
Contamination.
Yeah. Dave's show. I know Dave, but I, you know, it's just too far for me to drive as a vendor to be there. But I, you know, everyone should support their shows, especially because I'm a vendor and I'm at 12 or 15 of them a year. So, hey, come and buy something from me. I got cool shit, and then I run my own show. But if you're not into Wasteland stuff, fine. There's shows out there for everything. You know, there's the guest shows if you're into autographs. You want to meet the contemporary guys, go there. If you're into oldies, go to Monster Bash. They got, you know, other than Wasteland, we're the last of the programming shows. Wasteland, you're into the whole drive-in scene from the late 50s to the mid-80s. Wasteland's it, man. I mean, it's what we do. So I think everybody should go and do whatever they want to do, but mostly they should stop at the Wasteland table and look through the tremendous selection of posters I have and movies.
This advertisement is paid for by Rob the Ripper.
But I'm just saying that, you know, there's room for everybody. I think the
right.
I think the whole convention thing, you know, should be and always was territorial, like the old wrestling. You know, you got your show in Cleveland, you got your show in Upper Jersey, Southern Jersey, Baltimore. You know, everybody's got their territory. It's when you know, people come storming in when shit gets fucked up. They throw
storming in
balance,
like
pick your territories, you know. So that comes up, you know, all the time with me, man.
Well, this October will be my 12th time it's in the wasteland, so I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, what are we up to, 21 of them with the next show? So I'm happy about it. But right now, before this show, the only reason it's on my mind and I said shit is because, you know, we're gearing up to go to a whole bunch of shows, and you know, it's like I got a whole month of shows. You know, hit meets the wasteland on the wasteland site, find out where we're gonna be. But people are calling and saying, "I'll see you here. Pull this, hold that, my show, this and that." It's like, oh man, it's busy. No wonder I drink. I'm glad I drink. You know, I don't need a liver to do my job.
That's frightening. That's frightening.
Well,
everyone died there for a minute. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either, man.
I don't know either.
Yeah, what happened?
Me and you said something, and everybody else just went, "Yeah, man." And then y'all went.
I'm excited about this show coming up.
We think so. We'll do the Stumbling Drunken
really
Road Wasteland
about
next weekend.
Jim Kelly. Yes.
Jim Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to ask him if he really did those like somersaults across the beach in Black Belt Jones. Was that really him? Because it was awesome.
I would have to say probably yes, but you can.
I might go out in the front yard.
You don't have. I felt bad because I didn't have. We had to. I had to jam in, and you know the agony I spend jamming in all the talks and stuff. And I couldn't fit. John Saxon already did a talk. Jim Kelly and Bo Svenson sort of got let out, left off the talks because I had so many cool individual people, but they're both guys you can go talk to.
Yeah. Man, who could leave Jim Kelly?
Man should know, just because we don't have a panel scheduled for. We crammed in everybody but a couple of guys, and Barbara Rucher, she was supposed to be with
Sergio.
But we could probably. Remember, she was a money penny in that Peter Sellers Bond spoof.
Yeah.
Which was actually a great movie.
Is it Lloyd Kaufman doing his 40th anniversary speech there at Cinema Wasteland this spring?
No, I don't know. We're 40. I wanted to do a little talk with Lloyd, and he never got back to me about doing it, so I never scheduled it.
Wow.
But I'm guessing that if we don't do it in the spring, we'll probably do 40th anniversary something or another for Truman in the fall. So you can pretty much expect it this year. He was doing a lot of stuff at the beginning of the year, and I contacted him and asked him if he wanted to do a talk, because we had talked about it, doing a 40th anniversary thing. So I can almost guarantee you that, you know, I'll talk to him again in October. He'll, you know, be like, "All right, I'm on the whole 40th anniversary band kick." So, but I want to do an actual panel and ask him some intelligent questions about trauma, because I grew up with the early stuff. And you know,
yeah.
I watched his company releases when he, you know, first became a company. So, you know, I'm only going to go so high, and yeah, it's 40 years later. But I don't watch a lot of the new stuff. You know, the guys, the funny thing is,
that.
I see a lot of the stuff that gets released on Troma. The guys all send it, hoping they'll play it at Wasteland. But I see so much of that, it's like, I feel like Lloyd. I'm endlessly watching. You know, independent film of all degrees and can appreciate all of it to some degree.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like,
what the fuck?
He was just doing teabag motions, Egyptian style, and now he's got a moment of clarity and talking about the business.
Did we lose Barb?
Who were you imitating teabagging?
Huh? I was thinking hamburger, hamburger,
hamburger,
hamburger.
Did you want to curse somebody out on the air?
Yeah, I think you guys already covered it.
Well, you know, we'll equal opportunity.
I just want to say that if you take a girl out for a cheeseburger, that doesn't equal sex.
Who did this, man?
Oh.
Cheeseburger man.
Someone that obviously is like 37 going on 12.
Hey, he's good friends with Ashtray Joe.
Just tell him next time to buy you a veggie burger, and then you'll do it.
He's good friends with Ashtray Joe, I bet.
Ashtray Joe.
Ashtray Joe. That's my only rant. I don't want to name names, but cheeseburgers don't equal sex.
And his first name rhymes with what?
It rhymes with...
What?
Twat?
What?
You could have got a wasteland, baby.
What else the dumpster Scott been?
There's a goober wandering around wasteland that thinks that. That's all I'm going to say.
Wasteland goober.
We got all kinds of crappy in-jokes going on, and like nobody listening's like, man, yeah, no, it's morning FM radio.
This is probably.
Well, I'm hoping this one guy will listen.
This is probably one of the worst train wrecks of a show I've done.
No. I've been on some worse ones. I had a moment of clarity and said something you all listened to, so maybe listeners did too. They were like, you know, Ken, I'm going to see you at all the shows this summer because I feel the need to buy a poster or some of your well below cost out of print DVDs. And you're such a personable fellow, and I want that Charles Manson because it's expensive, and you have one.
Do you have a Ramirez one?
Hmm?
Do you have a Ramirez one?
What autograph?
Yeah, I have a couple.
Ramirez?
Who are you talking about? George Romero?
No, Richard Ramirez.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said Romero.
I knew what he meant.
Hey,
you know what? We were talking. You guys are interrupting now.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I love you, so I'm going to shoot you.
Oh, man, that's the Irish in you. What would a St. Patty's Day? You know, it's not midnight yet. If you have access to a gun, I say all you need to do is drink steadily for a half an hour and start waving it. You can beat midnight. But that wasn't our Irish family. I went off. I had a rant earlier about how dull our Irish family was, and it was the damn Polacks that waved the gun and shot people.
Yes.
They love him. And you know, you remember what would happen? Well, maybe not. When we were little, if you got the Irish family and the Polacks together, the Irish family would be like, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't wave the gun around. You know, there's kids, and there's family, and yeah, we're having a game of cards over here, so maybe you should tone it down and put the gun back in the drawer. Maybe I should take the bullets out of it. You know, I don't wave them around, but I'm very
put blanks in there. Put blanks in the gun. Then she'll think she did it, but, you know.
What happens if somebody breaks in? You only got one shot when you throw it at them.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nobody stopping when you shoot a blank at them. They run harder. You know, I'm fatter than a motherfucker, and if you shot a blank at me, woof, I'd be the whitest streak you ever seen. I'd be like, gone. They're like, man, he had a heart attack at the stop sign at the end of the street. Yeah, but I had never seen him run that fast. So you'd be like, you might have accidentally killed me, but believe me, I killed myself years ago with that lack of exercise thing and drank too much liquor shit.
Have broken glass in your driveway in your honor.
So what's next week?
Are you outside on your cell phone taking a pee in my driveway and you're right now?
Hey, so Pete, in your driveway?
Maybe, perhaps a poop, I don't know.
40 seconds, Pete.
40 seconds. We're off in 40 seconds. Well,
I can't.
I guess we should all
man.
Say goodbye to Jed and all his kin, and thank you, Oaks, for finally stopping.
Love you, Pete.
Love you. I'll see you in a few. I'll walk back up the street.
You better. I'll be
okay. Everybody. And,
look, we had a stopper night tonight.
Yeah,
sitting
yeah.
around drinking. To
love
go on the radio
Rob,
show. To hang up the phone.
Love
and then hang out drink again.
Right.
I hate
this,
all you listeners. Everybody listening tonight, fuck you for not calling. I'm sick of this shit. I'm hanging up. Right now, I feel like a
happy St. Patrick's Day.
Woman.
go for a mere $3.50. That's your ticket to an all-night, 24/7 evening at the Grindhouse. You want spaghetti westerns? How about the man with no name, Django? Yeah, they're all in here. How about some bikers like the Hell's Angels, Satan's Slaves, Satan's Sadists? You want some blood and guts? Well, how about H.G. Lewis, Andy Milligan, John Carpenter, George A. Romero, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Ghastly Ones, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS? All those hot, horny mistresses guaranteed to dominate your dreams. They're all yours right here in the Grindhouse.